Will we get an early spring, or will we seek more weeks of winter? Welcome to The Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC. Friday is Groundhog Day. Will Punxsutawney Phil or Guy Chuck see their shadows? We'll find out Friday morning. Friday evening at the Mennonite Church in Clintonville, Bill Cohen and friends sing Valentine's songs. With tunes from the decades and donations, will go towards the Central Ohio Folk Festival in May. It is First Friday up in Delaware on Friday, and Black History Month is the theme in downtown Delaware. And Saturday is Gallery Hop in the Short North. The Ohio Craft Museum Art Studio clearance sale is this Saturday and Sunday in the Lausch Building at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. Now that the figure skating championships are past us, Nationwide Arena has moved on from U.S. figure skating to Disney on Ice this weekend at Nationwide Arena. Sunday at the Main Library downtown, celebrate both Black History Month and 50 years of hip-hop with Hip Hop at 50, a hands-on experience with J. Rolls and friends. Make your own rhymes or try out some breakdance moves in this immersive hip-hop experience. And the Columbus Metropolitan Library has 29 days full of events to celebrate Black History Month at all 23 of their branches. Go to columbuslibrary.org. They have so many events happening, such as the History of Black Firefighters. That'll be at the Carl Road branch up in Northland this Saturday. And next Saturday, Super Saturdays at the Main Library will celebrate local Black History Day, celebrating Amina Robinson and the Underground Railroad in Central Ohio. Saturday at Denison University is TEDx Denison. Bad Fish, a sublime tribute show, is this Sunday at the Newport. This weekend at the Ohio Theater is the Stravinsky Firebird Suite by the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. And Come From Away is at the Ohio Theater this weekend, Friday. The Wexner Center has their next exhibit opening this weekend, Sarah Muldaur, Tricontinental Cinema. Go to wexarts.org for the full schedule for this weekend. And Wex at the CAC, Wexner Center, is going down to the Priscilla R. Tyson Cultural Arts Center on Sunday afternoon for an afternoon there. And Friday, the Cultural Arts Center is Frequency Friday. This Saturday at noon at the Whetstone branch of the Columbus Metropolitan Library in Clintonville is Poetic Journeys. If you love poetry, this is a cool event. In the theater roundup, The Worries of Wesley continues this weekend at the Byrne Rife Center and extended to February 11th. The latest production by The Contemporary, and across the hall over at Available Light Theater, they're doing a production called Fairview. Marvin's Room is at Curtain Players up in Galena this weekend. The Color Purple continues on at the Short North Stage in the Short North. Pillow Talk and the Dream and Beyond at Shadowbox Live continue on. And Sunday at the German Village Society Meeting House in German Village, Actors Theater is producing a production of What I Didn't Say, written by and starring Matthew Michael Moore, based on Moore's personal journey with Parkinson's and followed by a talkback conversation. Now, this production is free for Parkinson's patients and their care partners. And again, that's Sunday at the German Village Society Meeting House. And as we tape this on Tuesday night, the Ohio State women host Wisconsin Thursday night at the Shot. Then they'll play Indiana on Sunday in a top 10 matchup at Lane and Nolan Tangi. And their male counterparts will play at the same location on Tuesday. Speaking of the Ohio men, can they right the ship? And who will be coaching Ohio by then? And did you know that Essence magazine is named Columbus a culinary destination for 2024? How cool is that, Columbus? How cool is that? And this has been The Weekend Warrior. Have a good weekend. Thank you.